dedicated to his wife. It's called Ngiketega Hlethiye Khosengwe. Thank you very much for choosing us. And of course, it's All Things Book Review. And we today are joined by Kabelo Moratwe as we speak about his book, Reclaiming Intersectionality. Stay tuned.
Your day just got a whole lot better with the freshest beats on Rise FM. Get ready to dance to the rhythm of Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Kabelo, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for joining us, and hi to the listeners of Rise FM.
I really want to know what inspired first the title of Reclaiming Intersectionality and what inspired you to write this book and why it was so important to center trans and queer voices in a South African context.
The title of the book came from the need to actually reclaim intersectionality and define what intersectionality is as a crossroad where different challenges meet, exploring the complexities of and where they also intersect, gender, sexuality, race, class, and disability. And it's been an interesting, intersectionality has been an interesting topic for me, especially from a feminist perspective, and most importantly, a trans feminist and queer feminist perspective, because when we speak of feminism, in most cases, we tend to exclude queer bodies. So the book explores the intersection on how gender and sexuality intersect with the other struggles.
Now, I mean, your book also challenges the way intersectionality is often understood or applied in today's society. So in what ways do you feel intersectionality has been diluted or misused in activism today?
So for me, intersectionality has been, in my experience, has been used as some sort of a checklist. So for instance, you'd have activists or even civil society organizations that would have events and activities and would just check to say that, okay, we have a disabled person or we have a queer person or we have this number of Black or Indian or Asian people. And it's no longer an issue of what is it that brings us together as people? You know, what are the similar struggles that as a queer, disabled Black person and why should my struggles be labeled? Why should I have different struggles? Why should I have a struggle as a disabled person? Why should I have a struggle as a queer person or as a Black person? You know, whilst I embody all those in me, why can't we have a way where we can approach such issues intersectionally and have a sort of a round thing where we gather all these challenges and we find ways to address them. We find a way that not only addresses homophobia, but also addresses disability, also addresses the issue of disabled homosexual people. Queer bodies, also addresses the issue of Black women, also, you know, such different challenges. How do we find ways to address them intersectionally?
And I hear you, but in order for us to kind of reclaim and reimagine intersectionality, we have to start some way. So how do we do it? How do we reclaim and reimagine intersectionality for social justice, for social justice?
So it all starts with conversation. And I always say, you know, having to reclaim intersectionality starts with conversation. And, in the book, I want us to look at it involving critical reassessment of how we understand and apply the concept of intersectionality itself. And also explore the concept as a robust framework and emphasize on its relevance in addressing systematic inequalities and fostering inclusive movements. So, like, throughout the book, we establish that intersectionality at its core recognizes that individuals experience multiple overlapping identities that shape their experiences in complex ways. And like I said, we need to go back and start the conversation. So the book is a conversation starter. How do we start the conversation on gender? How do we start the conversation on sexuality? And have all those conversations in one room. You know, how do we deepen our understanding of how systematic injustices operate and how they affect individuals and communities differently? So in the context of social justice, reclaiming intersectionality becomes very crucial for developing a comprehensive analysis of power dynamics and oppressions. So we also need to sort of start reviewing traditional frameworks on social justice, which often focus on a single axis identity and sidelines experiences of people who exist at the intersection.
We're running out of time, but I have to ask you, what do you hope readers would take away from this collection of essays?
Well, my hope for people for this book and this collection of essays is that it actually starts a conversation. You know, that's my whole aim, to start deep conversations on where we are as people, on gender, on intersectionality itself. That's my aim. That's the aim of the book. I just want people to start conversations wherever they are, especially in rural areas and townships.
Absolutely. Well, Kabelo, thank you so much for coming on to the show. And, you know, I think really you say that you want people to start the conversation, but I think the conversation has already began with this book. So thank you very much for writing the book.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Sorry, FM.